And then in chapter 14 and verse 1, we have the next command the Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples. You know it as well as I do. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And then in chapter 14 and verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What is interesting in the original language is that these two commands the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples tell us that they were already filled with anxiety. They were already distressed and disturbed. Their heart was troubled. There was fear and various other aspects, emotions. And the Lord Jesus is really saying, stop letting your heart be troubled. They had already done it. The Lord Jesus had said in Matthew chapter 16 that he was going to be handed over to the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Peter said, it'll never happen to you. And of course, when they all forsook him and fled, Peter drew out his sword and sliced off the ear of the high priest's servant. But when we read this, let not your heart be troubled. Stop. You know, I have been thinking of this again as I was preparing this study, to realize the number of people who call themselves Christians and are in assembly fellowship, and yet they're terrified because of this virus. I know a brother in Christ. He hasn't been hardly out of his house for almost 2 years because he's terrified of getting the virus and, I guess you could say, and dying from it. That fear that we have is directly contrary to this command. We are commanded not to have our heart troubled. It's not talking about the physical heart, although I do believe, as some doctors suggest, that the fear and anxiety that fills our mind affects our body. And if Proverbs is right, of course it is, a merry heart does good like a medicine. If we are filled with fear and anxiety and all kinds of things like that, it may affect our health. It may affect our well-being bodily. And so we are told, let not your heart be troubled. We are to accept the peace of God, which passes all understanding. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. If anybody should have been disturbed and distressed, it should have been the Lord Jesus, because he was the one going to the cross. He was the one that was going to be rejected by his people. He was the one that was going to submit to the Roman principle of crucifixion. And what about Paul? There he is in prison, and he writes to us a beautiful book of Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and Philemon, all in prison waiting for Caesar to say, okay, off with your head, or out to the lions, whatever it was. We're to accept the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Philippians says, be anxious for nothing. Paul repeats the command that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. And so we are to accept the provision that the Lord made in the midst of the chaos and persecution of the first century. In the case of people giving their lives like Stephen for the gospel, others persecuted as Paul did, bringing them, throwing him into prison and beating them, persecuting them. The Apostle Paul, transformed by the power of God because of his faith in Jesus Christ, gives us lessons. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving,